Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
A Withage Media production.
You know, sometimes I close my eyes and I imagine what she's seeing.
Oh, yeah? What is she seeing right now?
Trees. Lots and lots of trees, and the Akron skyline ahead, and her and Robert are safe, and she's making him talk more than he's ever had to talk before.
I'm sure everything is fine, but I would be lying if I said I wasn't sitting here worrying a bit.
And I would not have believed you. I'm worried too, Jack.
So this is what it's like, huh?
What?
Being with someone?
It has its moments.
Those moments would require her to be here, though.
Hey, man, you know what you got yourself into. Plus, what's the saying? Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Who said that?
It was an old poem by Thomas Haynes Bailey.
Well, Thomas is an idiot.
Oh, how did everything go with Angie today?
Different than what I expected. Better?
How so?
When I asked Angie if I could join her, it wasn't because I've always wanted to be a leader or anything like that. I just kind of did it because Sarah said it would be a good idea. But I think I've learned a few things about myself.
Well, that's great. So we can expect to see you at future commission meetings?
Possibly. I am scheduled to join her tomorrow for what she called administrative work.
Wow. I guess you are becoming her intern.
What?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just something Kevin said. But speaking of, I assume you'll be at headquarters tonight for the call.
Wouldn't miss it, no matter how much Kevin wishes I would. I feel sorry for him in a way. I think he has a problem accepting things if they aren't the exact way he wants them to be. That has to be a hard way to live.
You aren't far off the mark there, Jack.
I keep thinking it should have been me going with Robert.
I thought you didn't want to join search crews.
I don't, but I know we need to explore to know more about what's happening out there. They should have picked me so I'd be forced to prove my worth. Not her. She's done it already.
You can prove your worth right here inside these walls. There is plenty to do for these people without going back out there.
Our resources will eventually run out, won't they? Making connections and gathering as much information we can about the outside makes a lot more sense to me now if we want stability and to rebuild.
Maybe in time, but we're in a good spot right now. I spent more time than I'd cared to admit dreaming about having my old life back until I finally realized I couldn't keep doing that. It was unhealthy. I had to come to the realization that this is the new normal now. But I think this new normal we created for ourselves isn't half bad, and I just focus on working with Angie. You can make a difference here.
I should have stepped up and...
Jack, let that archaic way of thinking go. You can do your part here if that's what you're most comfortable with. And know that's okay.
Thanks, Tessa.
I'll see you in a bit at headquarters, yeah?
I'll be there. Please be good news.
Is that it? Up there?
Should be.
Weird.
What do you find strange?
I guess I was picturing a place with the windows busted out and overgrown ivy crawling up the walls.
You might have a point.
Hmm?
Look around. What do you see?
Uninhabited buildings. They're run down. No signs of any effort to make these places livable.
Except
for the chapel.
Sarah, when we get there, I want you to stay hidden. Outside.
What?
This changes everything. Do you really think you still would have been sent out here if we had this knowledge to begin with?
This woman is expecting me. She's not going to give us the information we need if I'm not there.
She will.
Robert, what are you planning?
It's probably better if you don't know.
I'm not going to let you go into that place guns a-blazing or whatever.
Guns blazing? I hardly have the equipment to do that.
You know what I mean, asshole.
I'm not some cold-blooded killer, Sarah. Despite what you may think of me now, there are things you don't understand.
Then help me understand. What are you going to do?
I'll let you know when I figure that out.
I have Luke in position.
Do you feel confident that he will be able to do this?
I have no doubt in my mind, ma'am.
Good. This must be done swiftly and precisely. What about the others? Are they positioned to grab the girl once the shot is fired?
Yes, ma'am. We have Otis, Colin, and their initiates hidden near the entrance and outside. She won't be able to slip away.
They will be here soon. Get to your mark. Fear nothing.
Ma'am.
Do you see our target, Gabby?
It's a miracle I can see anything with these cheap binoculars.
We're certainly used to those.
I see two figures coming down the main road. ETA is 3 minutes.
Roger that. Visitors in T-minus, 3 minutes. Get into position and remain silent.
Is everything ideal?
I've been set up since this morning. Everything is in order.
We're all relying on you, Luke. She's relying on you.
I will not miss. For her.
For her. Have you seen Asher today? His mother asked if I sent him out this morning for supplies. She hasn't seen him all day.
Oh, no, sir. I haven't seen him since yesterday. Did you ask Gabby?
Not yet. We can worry about that later. Remember, be swift and be precise.
God damn it, Asher. Fuck.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get 1 full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Are we on the same page? No deviating from the plan.
Yeah. I will wait out here behind the corner store until you've assessed the situation. Once you see that it's safe, you'll come and get me. And if I hear anything alarming or don't see you come back out in 5 minutes, I'm coming after you.
That is not what we agreed on, and you know it.
I'm not going to leave you as some sort of captive.
If this turns out to be an ambush, there is nothing you could do on your own. The smartest thing you could do would be to get back to the SC and tell the others what happened.
But...
if you die or are taken prisoner, imagine what happens to you. You're their ticket to squeezing out whatever information they want from you. They can't use me as a bargaining chip.
The others wouldn't let you die either.
I wouldn't let them make that choice. Please, Sarah, go hide. I'll let you know when it's clear. Don't do anything reckless.
Okay, fine.
Hello?
I'm the girl's partner from the radio. I mean you no harm.
Where's the girl?
Come out and we can conduct things the way we agreed upon. Although I suspect that you all were never planning to do that, were you?
There are only two of us here. Just like there were supposed to be two of you.
You see him, don't you? What are you waiting for? Take the shot as she asked. Or are you just that initiate? A disloyal imposter, clinging to every scrap dropped from her hand, incapable of promise, unable to prove worth? Take the shot, Luke, or this will be more than a mere fall in rank.
For her.
Find the girl! She can't be far.
She will know of what you did here. Faith restored.
Thank you, sir.
Should have just prepared by playing more hide and seek. Fuck.
Where do you think you're going? What the hell?
Did you find her?
Yeah, but she has a prosthetic. It detached and she slipped away.
Colin is out there with Tracker. Let's go.
What would you do? What would you do? Not without a fight.
Boy, you smell something? Come on, Tracker. Where is she, boy? Bingo. Come on out with your hands up. I won't hurt you as long as you don't do anything funny. Ah! Damn it!
Where'd you take him?
All in time.
That's not a fucking direction. I'll aim higher next time.
I've served with devotion.
Drop it, child. Turn around. Do not let go of my
hand. Let go of...
That one was a warning. Grab his hand and walk.
Huh. Small world.
What was that?
Get someone to help you move the body to the choir room and lock the door.
I'm sorry for my brief lapse in devotion and frozen hand. It won't happen again.
No matter his condition, this was necessary. I won't mention your hesitation to her, only your success.
Thank you, sir.
Expect a call for time with her soon. A rise in rank is imminent for both of us.
You sure they will be able to find the girl?
Things are always going to end up in our favor, Luke. You have to believe that. Just as I said, Luke, a beacon soon to be in the holding cell.
Let's try this again. What's your name?
What did you do to my friend?
That's kind of a long one. And I guess I shouldn't call you friend, so how about Tumai?
Ow! Shut up, you idiot.
Well, well. Good job, men. Take her to... She was not to be harmed. What happened?
Her arm fell...
A prosthetic, Liam. The girl was missing the arm already. The prosthetic came off during the retrieval. Go find her arm and bring it back at once.
Yes, sir.
Apologize for the inconvenience, miss.
Where is Robert?
He's gone. I advise you to not make the same mistake he did. All we wanted to do was talk like civilized people. He was the one who decided to bring guns into the conversation.
Bullshit.
We aren't going to hurt you. I will swear on my own life, if that makes you feel any better. Now, please, your name.
Sarah, who are you people?
All in time. This way. Well, Sarah, our leader is very interested in speaking with you. We're going to have you wait in our holding cell until she's ready.
Holding me prisoner will get you nowhere. I have nothing to give or say to you.
Oh, Sarah, you're not a prisoner. This holding cell is just for precautionary measures, especially since we can't really cuff you.
Why lie on the radio? Why ask for something you clearly don't need?
This was the only way to shine a light in the distance for you to follow. Too bright, and you would shy away, for you are no moth.
Who is she?
Adira, the only. Your bag, please.
Wait, in the front pocket?
A toy?
They aren't. Just, can I have them, please?
Here you are, child. You will be summoned when it's time.
Not without a fight, huh?
Is stowing a body typical procedure? I'm usually just lookout.
You're asking the wrong person, Gab. This is my first.
I'm sorry, Luke. You did good, though. I wouldn't be surprised if you rise in rank soon.
Yeah, I trust in her, right?
For her. Have you seen Asher today? We were supposed to meet up before going to our post this morning, but he never showed.
I haven't seen him since yesterday. I'll go look for him once Liam dismisses me for the night. Knowing Ash, probably found an old pack of cigarettes and decided that smoking those would be more fun than waiting in the back with the others.
Sounds like him. Thanks, Luke.
Don't mention it.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can come back when you're done speaking.
I knew you were coming. I can't control when God calls. I just have to make sure I pick up. I expect it has been done.
Yes, ma'am. She's clean and without a drop of blood on her.
And him?
Shot on sight by my initiate, just as you asked of him.
A good boy.
He shows promise.
What is his condition? The man who traveled with her?
I'm unsure if the shot will become fatal. He was brought to the choir room. I'll examine him shortly.
It's who I heard on the radio, isn't it?
You were correct. I don't know what his intentions...
I know what they are.
Of course you do, ma'am. Did your revelation provide any information I should know before returning?
Uncertainty is spreading among our numbers again. Our protection will falter if we allow that to continue.
Understood, ma'am. I'll have Jeremiah and Iris begin ritual preparations.
Good.
I'll bring the girl to you after supper as...
I will see her now.
But Adira...
Let the others know they can come out now. But they are to remain in the back corridors. Supper can be served in the study.
As you wish.
What's the girl's name?
It's Sarah. Just as you said it would be.
The Day Everything Changed is a Riffage Media production. Created by me, Lane Fortenberry. Season 3, written by Lane Fortenberry and Zariah Leva. Sarah, voiced by Jasmine Anderson. Tessa, voiced by Jillian Bellrose. Jack, voiced by Benjamin Glassman. Angie, voiced by Zariah Leva. Robert, voiced by Jaden Compuesto. Kevin, voiced by Carter Peterson. Adira, voiced by Lee Eaton. Liam, voiced by Barrett Villarreal. Luke, voiced by Samuel Swafford. Gabby, voiced by Giselle Gowalski. Jane, voiced by Julia Rodriguez. Colin and Otis, voiced by Travis Odom. Asher, voiced by Derek Minifield. Otis's initiate, voiced by Jeremy Thomas. Music by Caleb Broussard and Michael Gay.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.